Finally, HIT can support care processes by enhancing communication. As pointed out by Vincent in his 2006 book entitled Patient Safety from Elsevier, in high-risk settings such as aviation and nuclear power, where they share similar issues of work complexity, high stress, and frequent interruptions as healthcare, poor communication between the team members has frequently been identified as a causal factor in major incidents that have resulted in large losses of life. So patient care is provided by individuals who seldom, if ever, meet as a group, and yet they must be in constant communication with one another. Each team member is caring for multiple patients, managing multiple tasks, interacting with a multitude of people, both other professionals, staff, families, patients. And there are many information transfers and communication handoffs that have to occur in a timely and accurate fashion in order for patient care to be safe, reliable, and coordinated. So, think about smartphones, RFID tags, the radio frequency identification tags, that help to track people and materials wherever they're located in a hospital, or particularly in putting RFID tags on wandering patients so that you can find them. Think about mobile technologies that support mobile clinicians, both in a hospital and a public health clinic in a rural locale. So HIT plays a critical role in helping to support the communication process in healthcare. So as stated in the objectives, we want to spend some time talking about the commonalities and differences of HIT application in inpatient and ambulatory settings. So our goal in the next few slides will be to walk you through the inpatient clinical process encounter and an outpatient or ambulatory encounter, while offering ideas of how HIT can or is being used to support the process.